This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Experts are about to recommend COVID booster shots for all Americans. That's what we're learning. An announcement could come this week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Two inside sources tell the Associated Press it's expected they will call for a third dose for all Americans, regardless of age, to be given around 8 months after the second shot was administered. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, said this weekend that there were concerns the vaccine's effectiveness might start to dwindle as the Delta variant continues to spread.
To Afghanistan now, where the Taliban is declaring what it calls an amnesty. The AP's John Gambrellis oversees with what else a Taliban official is saying.
The official also called on women to join the government and tried to again portray itself as different than the Taliban that came to power in 1996 in Afghanistan. That Taliban was known for its restrictions on women, as well as stonings, carrying out amputations on thieves, and public executions.
This morning, Kabul's airport, the only way out for many frightened Afghans, has reopened to military evacuation flights as U.S. troops supervise. President Biden's pushing back against those who say he blew it when he ordered U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The U.S. is sending even more troops to protect those trying to evacuate from the Kabul airport amid criticism from Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell that the evacuation itself has been botched.
This administration looks to me like it couldn't organize a two-car funeral.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tropical Depression Fred is spreading heavy rain across the southeast. Tropical Storm Grace swept over Haiti with drenching rains after a deadly earthquake there that killed more than 1,400 people. This is AP News. The AP Top 25 preseason college football poll is out. Here's Shelley Adler.
For the fourth time in the past six seasons, Alabama is tops in the AP preseason poll. The defending national champs got 47 of the 63 first-place votes. Oklahoma is number two, followed by Clemson. Ohio State, which lost to the Crimson Tide in last season's championship game, is number four. Georgia rounds out the top five. Alabama is the only team in the country to start each of the last 13 seasons ranked in the top five, and there's a good reason. Along with their six national titles, the Tide has never ended a season ranked lower than number 10. I'm Shelley Adler.
T-Mobile is investigating a data leak after somebody online offered to sell the personal information of cell phone users. The information reportedly includes social security numbers, phone numbers, names, addresses, and other identifiers. T-Mobile says it's still figuring out the scope of the breach. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.